This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
It's official. There will be no fracking in New York State. On December 17th, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a ban in New York State. Fracking, or hydraulic fracturing, is a process of blasting large amounts of water, sand, and chemicals deep underground to extract natural gas or oil from rock formations. Critics have said that fracking contaminates the water supply, pollutes the air, and poses huge risks to our health. Critics also say it contributes to global warming and climate change. The state of New York sits over two very productive shale regions, but there's been a moratorium on fracking since 2008, when officials decided that more research was needed. Well, the review is done. In a press briefing on the 17th, Governor Cuomo and the state's health and environmental officials drilled down on the details. They found that the potential adverse impacts of fracking are, quote, widespread, and the economic benefits are, quote, clearly far lower than originally forecasted. The governor also said, quote, it's our responsibility to develop an alternative for safe, clean, economic development. It's a decision that will no doubt affect laws on fracking across the country. The hydraulic fracking industry has called this ban a politically motivated move. We got in touch with David Haidt, New York State Director of American Farmland Trust, to find out how New York State's farmers are thinking about and responding to the ban.
There was a lot of people in New York that were concerned about the potential impacts of fracking on the water we drink, on the food we produce. It was a divisive issue, though. There's, you know, the divides even in the farm community, with some farmers thinking that it was something that was safe and appropriate for the state, others that felt just the opposite. So it was absolutely a big milestone for 2014. First thing to understand that New York has somewhere around 13,000 active and inactive oil and gas wells already. And for many farmers and rural landowners, they see oil or gas that they're able to extract from underneath the ground, if it can be done in a safe way, that's a really important way that they can help make some money and be able to pay for property taxes and other costs of owning a farm. And that's just being able to pay for some of those expenses allows them to stay on the land and to keep land in farming. And so that is, you know, absolutely a priority concern for many farmers and many landowners. The flip side is there was a lot of farmers that were concerned about the potential impacts of pumping millions of gallons of water and chemicals into the ground and what that might mean for the water supplies that farms depend on, as well as the potential for contamination and, you know, the potential for contamination of livestock that depend on water. So there was a really divided farm community on this issue, and it certainly, but it's decided, and I think that it's a real milestone. And I think the big question is, given all the energy that was generated around fracking, can that be channeled in a positive way to really strengthen the local food system here in New York?
For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Aaron Fairbanks.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.